Hello, this is Lenny.
This is Dan Christopher. How are you doing today?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
My name is Dan Christopher. How are you doing today, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Well, actually, the reason I'm reaching you is just because your financial subsidy was delivered in your mailing address, but you didn't receive that, so it just came back to us. Were you aware of that or not?
Oh, good. Yes.
Okay. So do you have any kind of idea about subsidy or not, sir?
Yes. Someone did say last week, no, someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that
okay.
You?
Yeah. No, that's not me. That's from the Department of Qualification, you know. Well, subsidy, let me explain that to you. Subsidy is the amount of money provided to you by government for your daily essential and medical expenses, and it is for those who are under the age of 65 and earning less than $50,000 annually. So are you earning above $50,000 annually or below $50,000 annually?
Sorry, what was your name again?
My name is Dan Christopher, sir.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking about this just last week. And, you know, she is very smart, I'll give her that, because, you know, she was the first in the family to go to university.
Yes.
And she passed with distinctions. You know, we're all quite proud of her, yes. So, she was saying that I should look into this sort of thing.
I'm saying that, are you earning above $50,000 annually or below $50,000 annually? Because this subsidy is for those who are earning less than $50,000 annually, you know what?
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Well, sir, I'm saying that the subsidy is for those who are earning less than $50,000 annually. So are you earning above $50,000 annually or below $50,000 annually? Well, sir, I'm saying that the subsidy is for those who are under the age of 65 and earning less than $50,000 annually. So are you earning above $50,000 annually or below $50,000 annually?
Could you say that again, please?
Okay, sir. Well, actually, I'm talking about financial subsidy from the government, and the subsidy is for those people who are under the age of 65 and earning less than $50,000 annually. So for your qualification, may I know that are you earning above $50,000 annually or below $50,000 annually?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have any kind of state assistance like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or any kind of job insurance like that?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Well, sir, I'm from Federal Benefit Department. If you want my company's callback number, I'll give you that. If you want my personal number, I'll give you that. And if you want to visit our website, you can go there. It's healthcare.gov, G-O-V. And it's not a scam, it's not a fraud, any kind of, you don't have to share any kind of personal information with us. If you don't have any kind of state assistance like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or any kind of job insurance like that, and you're earning less than $50,000 annually, I'll directly dispatch your monthly healthcare subsidy in your mailing address, and you don't have to share any kind of confidential information with anybody, like your banking details, like your socials, okay?
Well, you know, Here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble from the people here because I went for something that I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't be telling you that. But, yes, I think my eldest, Rachel, she wouldn't speak to me for a week. Now, you know, that happens, you know, but that really hurt. And sometimes in family, you know, these things are quite important. You know, they're more important than any, you know.
Yeah, I completely understand.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah, I completely understand that. So you know what? That's why I'm here. We are here to help you out. And government is providing this subsidy for those people who are on low and fixed income, and they don't have any kind of state assistance like Medicare and Medicaid. And the process is totally simple. You don't have to share any kind of personal information from your side. If you're eligible, your monthly healthcare subsidy will be delivered to you in your mailing address, and you will receive minimally $700 per month for the year of 2026, and you will get maximally $1,100 per month in that subsidy card, okay?
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello?
Because you know what, I'm here, I'm doing
hello?
My job.
Are you there?
And for that, I have to be straightforward, you know. If you have any concerns, I'm here to clear you all.
Sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my hearing. It's not so good. What were you saying again?
So I was asking that, do you have any kind of state assistance like Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or any kind of job insurance like that?
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to work?
Well, you know what, as I told you that government is providing this subsidy for those people who are on low and fixed income, and they don't have any kind of state assistance like Medicare, like Medicaid, TRICARE, VA, or any kind of job insurance like that. And basically, monthly healthcare subsidy is a card which will be delivered in your mailing address if you're eligible within 2 to 3 working days. And once you receive this card, you will be provided minimally $700 per month and maximally $1,100 per month. And you can use this money everywhere you can, except you can't use this money for nicotine and alcohol purposes, okay?
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest,
so
she,
I hope that you will cooperate with me. You know, so
yes,
what's it?
Yes, she said that I should be going for something like this. You know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
No,
that's not a problem.
Sorry,
so,
what were you saying?
Well, sir, I was talking about financial subsidy. And hello?